it's been said that she killed over 30 people. And this is, you know, 30 people, seven of whom resided on the Cape that particular summer. And the other 23, everyone from her fiancé, who was about ready to get rid of her when she killed him, to her stepsister.
Jolly Jane, real name Jane Toppin, an American girl from Boston, was an American serial killer that confessed to 31 murders, but alluded at one time to the numbers being possibly closer to 100. She was quoted that her life ambition was to have killed more people than anyone who had ever lived. She also stated, if she had a husband and children, that the killings would not have happened due to her mind being busied with a family. These murders occurred in the late 1800s to the early 1900s. This lady was creepy, as you will soon find out, and she had what you would call a fatal fetish. Jolly Jane became her nickname because she was a nurse who was seen as cheerful and helpful to her patients by the very hospital doctors that she worked for. And she was often recommended by these same doctors as being one of the best. Jolly Jane is considered to be an angel of death, but angel she was not. She would often poison her elderly sick patients and murder them for a sexual thrill that she said she got by getting in bed with them, and then she would fondle them. And sometimes the greatest thrill for her would be to poison them with morphine and then bring them to near death and bring them back to life. And then the ultimate orgasmic ending for her was for them to die as she tried to see their souls from looking into their eyes. She would lay close with them and hold them as their lives slowly drained out of them. Although her preferred victims were the sick and dependent, sometimes she killed for more personal reasons, such as jealousy. She had stated she had a very strong urge to poison. She killed her stepsister. She poisoned a housekeeper to steal her job and later kill the family. She even poisoned herself in hopes of getting the sympathy of men she was dating. She played with the lives of her sick patients, picking her favorite ones, only then to experiment with medical drugs to see what it did to their nervous systems, to where they would come in and out of consciousness. By 1895, she killed her landlord and his wife. And then 1901, she moved in with a family to care for a elderly widow. And he was a widow because she had killed his wife, only to later kill him and his sister and the two daughters. Luckily, Luckily, a surviving family member ordered a tox exam on the family members. The report came back that she had poisoned them all. Finally, in October of 1901, she was arrested for murder. By 1902, she had confessed to 31 murders. She then went on to trial, where she was declared insane and committed for life to the Taunton Insane Asylum, where she did live until her death at age 84. Stay tuned for more true crime stories, paranormal, creepy bedtime stories, and more.